You know, a turtle is a, now a turtle looks different. They both live in shells, all right, but turtles get up on a log and go to sleep. Terrapin, though, they live out in the brush.
You know, people, a lot of people in my part of the country, instead of calling them terrapins, call them cooters.
Cooters?
Or gophers.
Gophers? Well, a gopher around here is another name for kind of like a rat. Yeah, kind of like a prairie dog. They're kind of like a rat, except the gopher doesn't have a tail on it. A little small animal, they'll bite the tar out of you and try to pick one of them up.
That reminds me, do you have something called a snapping turtle?
Snapping turtle, well, I reckon most any kind of old turtle will snap at you if you get a chance.
You ever heard one called a loggerhead?
Loggerhead? I've heard of loggerheads, I never heard the name was referenced to a turtle, Dickie. Could be.
There you go, I was asking you about freshwater fish. What do most people around here use for bait when they go fishing?
Well, basically they use worms. But they're kind of getting away from it. They're getting too lazy to dig the worms. And they use, for a good part of the time, they use minnows. Silver-side minnows. But now they're getting where they use shrimp. They go by a market and buy them a pound of shrimp. Now shrimp is pretty easy to put on a hook. And most any kind of fish that comes along will take the bait. When I was a youngster coming along, I used to always go out and dig worms. But now you take it as hot and dry as it is, you wouldn't find a worm anywhere. You could dig awful deep around here and you wouldn't find any worms. Well, it's the first time they have a good hard rain, why the worms will come to the surface. Now, these minnows around here, it used to be, if you're going to fish for bass or white perch, you'd get them. Get silver-side minnows, and back before, if you didn't want to buy any minnows, you'd find a tank, you'd go in there and seine the tank, and you'd get all kind of little bitty old fish out of there, and you'd take those, put those in a minnow bucket, and take them along with you, and put them on your hook. Of course, one thing about that's kind of a cruel way to do. They stick the hook in the side, in the back, and they swim around, you know, bass season, and they'll swallow them in the hook too.
Well, have you ever heard of, some people use these things for bait, and some people, especially in Louisiana, eat them. They look like little lobsters, you know, got claws, and
yeah.
Swim around in streams.
Crawfish? Yeah, you can use crawfish, but that's usually what they set trot lines with. They'll set a trot line with crawdads or crawfish, and that's what you catch your catfish with. Catch catfish with those things, but you use shrimp. If you put shrimp on there, they'll go for shrimp just like you go for crawdads. Shrimp is really a pretty good bait, though, outside of the fact it's expensive.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, stuff costs maybe $5-6 a pound. I don't know what to sell them for, really.